10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
That was John Coltrane with Harmonique from his Atlantic record, Coltrane Jazz. And you are listening to WYXR 91.7 on your FM dial, coming to you from Crosstown Concourse. And this is Let's Get Lost, Saving Lives, One Record at a Time, Wednesdays from 10 to 11. Hey, I've got a ton of Let's Get Lost t-shirts, which are very cool, I might add. And if you want one, they're free, so let us know. I got like 500 of them, and I'm going to give them away while supplies last. How's that? All right, we're going to jump back into the music. This is Freddie Hubbard. And, you know, I've been listening to jazz for, 45 years or something. It's been a long time now. And I can still remember the day I heard this record. And when I was first kind of fumbling around with jazz, I was like, you know, you get a record and you're like, it's okay. You know, not sure I understand it. Not sure I like it. But I think for all jazz lovers, there's like a handful of records that you remember getting where you're like, oh, this is the music for me. I get it now, you know. And this was one of them. It's called Hub Tones. My favorite Freddie Hubbard record, and that's saying a lot because I got a lot of records of his that I love. But this one it spoke to me. It really spoke to me. Got James Spalding as his cohort, and all the tunes on here are just so memorable and just awesome. So I bought a new copy. I have like, I don't know, maybe 12 copies of this record. You know, the stereo version. I'm like, Rudy Van Velder didn't get stereo until about 1965 is about time he started doing it right. And, one of the original copy, and this one's too noisy, it's a little too beat up, blah, blah, blah. And I've just got a lot of copies, including the original one, which was called DMM. Blue Note put out this series, Direct Metal Mastering, and they made a big deal out of it. This is back in the 80s. And they're terrible sounding records. I mean, they're just awful. But I didn't know at the time. I really didn't know. I was like, this is great, you know. And I still have that original DMM. It's the only one I kept. You know, I had a bunch of them because that was the thing at the time. You know, you would go down to the salad days of record listening and buying. You would actually go into a store because that's the only way you could get a record, and you'd browse, you know, whatever you were into. For me, it was jazz, and you just start flipping through, and you look at all these records, and they were expensive. They were $10, which is a lot of money back then, and you'd be like, okay, I can only get one or maybe two if you're splurging, so I got to make it count. And you spend hours looking for that one record that you would treat yourself to, and you know, you hoped it was a good one. And the record store guys that's probably where I got this Hub Tones record, was the record store personnel probably turned me onto it. I don't remember, but anyway, I don't know why I'm rambling on about this. This is Freddie Hubbard with You're My Everything. Thank you.
Say, Earl Hines, why don't you let us in on some of that good music, Pops?
Well, come on, yeah, let's get together then.
Well, all right, tune up, boys. Is that all right? Is that all right?
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Yes, that sounds pretty good. I bet if you had a half a pint of Miss Circe's gin, you wouldn't say that sound pretty good. Well, anyhow, we're going to play anyway. Say, come on, Zooty, whip them cymbals, Pops. Forget our Monday day that you promised me last Tuesday. I have found a cozy place, so please phone me at noonday. But remember September, when the preacher says we'll build a coup forever and ever. Have to make a Monday day for any day we'll.
Thank you.
Stan Tracy. That was Under Milk Wood, the title cut of that record. And the whole record was based on the poems of Dylan Thomas. And it's a beautiful record. He was a UK guy. I'm not big on the UK scene. Tubby Hayes and Ronnie Scott, they just don't do it for me. But there's some Brits that I really like. Stan Tracy's one of them. He kind of is a monkish composer, Herbie Nichols type composer. I like him a lot. And Michael Garrick is the same way, just quirky piano players that composed really cool stuff. And this is just a beautiful record, Under Milk Wood. Before that, we heard from, of course, Louis Armstrong doing A Monday Date. That's another record that I glommed onto very early in my jazz listening career. It was a twofer. You know, back then, the record companies would put out these, they called them twofers, and you get two records in one package for $10. And so, of course, I gravitated towards those. And Columbia put out a two-record set of Louis Armstrong, and it had Monday Date on it. And I was like, oh, man, what a cool tune. What a, it just really neat. Freddie Hubbard started us off with You're My Everything with James Spalding. All right, we are continuing on with the tunes, but we are going to stop with the tunes for just a minute. And I never do this, but I was reading a novel, and it's I really like this book. It's called A Gentleman in Moscow, and it's a fantastic novel. And it has nothing to do with music, not what it's about. But there was a passage in it that just hit me like a bullet between the eyes, and I'm going to read it to you. Just because I really love the author's, just the way he kind of captures what jazz is. And the main character's narrating in his head, you know, and it says, on a platform in the opposite corner of the bar, the jazz ensemble was playing a perky little tune. Admittedly, the Count, when the Count had first encountered jazz, he hadn't much of an affinity for it. He had been raised to appreciate music of sentiment and nuance, music that rewarded patience and attention with crescendos and diminuendos and allegros and adagios artfully arranged over four whole movements, not a fistful of notes crammed higgledy-piggledy into 30 measures. And yet, the art form had grown on him. Like the American correspondents, jazz seemed a naturally gregarious force, one that was a little unruly and prone to say the first thing that popped into its head, but generally of good humor and friendly intent. In addition, it seemed decidedly unconcerned with where it had been or where it was going, exhibiting somehow simultaneously the confidence of the master and the inexperience of the apprentice. Was there any wonder that such an art had failed to originate in Europe? I just thought that was kind of just captured jazz music in a nutshell. And I thought, you know what? I don't think I've ever read from a book on my show, and I'm going to do one, probably a one and done-er. You might not, I'll probably never do it again, but I hope you enjoyed that. That was A Gentleman in Moscow by Amar Tolles. All right, back to the music. And we've got some Duke Ellington queued up here, a little of a departure for the Duke. It's a trio with Charles Mingus and Max Roach called Warm Valley. Thank you.
Support for WYXR comes from the Metal Museum. On the last Thursday of each month, May through September, the museum hosts their free after-hours event, Wet Thursdays, featuring metalsmithing demonstrations, exhibitions, food and drink trucks, and music from local bands and DJs. More information can be found at metalmuseum.org.
Babe, we are well met, as in a spell met. I lift my helmet, Sandy, you're just dandy for just this here lad.
Thy words are queer, sir, unto mine ear, sir, yet thou art dear, sir, to me. Thou couldst woo me, now couldst thou try, knight.
You are so graceful, have you wings? You have a face full of nice things. You have no speaking voice, dear. With every word it sings.
Thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand, woulds kiss me pretty. Woulds hold my hand, both thine eyes are cute too. What they do to me. Hear me holler, I choose a sweet Lollapalooza in thee.
I'd feel so rich in a hut for two, two rooms and kitchen. I'm sure would do, give me just a plot of, not a lot of land.
And thou swell,
thou witty, thou grand. Thou swell,
thou swell,
thou witty,
thou, witty,
thou sweet,
boo,
thou grand. Wouldst kiss
boo,
me pretty, wouldst hold my hand. Both thine eyes are cute too, what they do to me. Hear me holler, I choose a sweet Lollapalooza in thee.
I'd feel so rich
in a hut for two, two rooms and kitchen. I'm sure would do, give me just a plot of, not a lot of land. And thou swell,
thou
witty, wouldst kiss me pretty. Hold your hand and be grand in this fairy tale land. Ba-do-do,
ba-do-do, ba-do-do.
Thank you.
That was Don Rindle and Ian Carr, their quintet, with a Michael Garrick composition called Black Hair. And that was Michael Garrick on piano. And before that, we heard from John Glassell and his brass tet doing a Johnny Carisi song called Cole Ancor. And, you know, anytime I see John Carisi as a composer, that's the tune I'm going to play. And we had some Jackie and Roy Crawl in there, Thou Swell, with Barry Galbraith on the guitar. Joe Restivo turned me on to that record just last month, really. He said, do you have this record? I'm like, man, I got so many Jackie and Roy records. Surely I have it. And I started digging through it. I didn't have it. He said, it's really good. It's got Barry Galbraith on it. So, of course, I had to go out and buy it. And start out with Duke Ellington with Max Roach and Charles Mingus, Warm Valley. All right, we got plenty of time left, so I'm just going to keep spinning. This is George Wallington doing a Mose Allison composition. This record has like four of its compositions were written by Mose Allison, so I'll have to do some digging to figure out how George Wallington, who's kind of a bop piano player, how he got onto Mose Allison, and Mose Allison doesn't play on the record. He just composed a lot of the songs. including this one called Rural Route, and it's got the seldom heard J.R. Montrose on tenor. Thank you. Farmer, a beautiful tune that he wrote called Goodbye Old Girl on the Argo label. And just beautiful. I love Art Farmer. And before that, George Wallington with Rural Route. Again, it was composed by Mose Allison, and J.R. Montrose was in there on tenor. And that is going to about wrap it up for me today on Let's Get Lost. You have been listening to WYXR 91.7 on your FM dial. And as always, I highly encourage you to become a member of this station and cut us a check for a little bit of dough to help keep us going and growing. And as you do that, become a member. It's so nice to have people who listen sign up and say, hey, yeah, I'm on the roll. I support it. I'm backing it. And it's very important to us that you do that. So please, this station is so awesome. We got so much going on, live shows and stereo sessions and interviews and, of course, music. We just need to support it, and I know you will. So that will do it for me. I'm going to leave you with some Hal McCusick along with Barry Galbraith called Minor Matters. And as always, I will see you on the flip side. Thank you.
Whether it's a clunker or a classic, your car can keep Memphis grooving. Free pickup, tax deductible, and all for WYXR. Donate your vehicle at cars.wyxr.org.
Hi, I'm B.A. Barber, hip-hop soul artist straight out of Memphis, Tennessee, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.